The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin, Daf Nun Hei, Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a braisa that discusses which houses, which buildings could be used to extend the city. That means, as we saw in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, Nun Beis, going on to the Gimel Ben Aleph, certain houses, certain buildings could be used to extend the city in regards to Tchumen. Because if one Shavis, one starts of Shabbos in the city, the whole city is considered like their Dal Amis, their four Amis, which are allowed to a person to begin with. And only once he leaves the city begins the Alpayim Amma, the 2,000 Amis that he is allowed to walk for Tchum Shabbos. Now, if there are certain types of buildings at the edge of the city, even though they are not actually lived in and they are not regular residential houses, they could be used to extend the city, and only after one passes these buildings does he begin his 2,000 Amis for Tchum Shabbos. But there are other buildings that are not considered Bote Dira, that not only are they not residential, according to the simple explanation of residential, but they are not considered Bote Dira, dwelling places, living places at all, and therefore they do not qualify as Batim, as houses to extend the city. And one would begin counting the 2,000 Amis of Tchum Shabbos even before they pass by these buildings. And the Braisa gives a list. Elu Shemesavim Ima. The following, these buildings could be used to extend the city. And included on the list are a Beis Knesset, Sheishta, Beis Dira Lachazen, a shul that has a Beis Dira, a living place for the Shamish of the shul, or Lahavdo, a Beis Aves Chavim, a Tifla, Sheishva, Beis Dira Lekimrim, where there's a place for the Galach to live. And it talks about different types of storage places and silos which have a Beis Dira, they have some sort of a living place. And then it gives a list, the Braisa, of Elu She'en Mesavrim Ima, of buildings that do not qualify to extend the city. And it includes in this list a Beis Knesset, a Shul She'en La Beis Dira, that does not have a living place for the Chazan, for the Shamish. Or Lahavdol, a Tifla, a Beis Avodah Zarah, that does not have a Beis Dira for the Kaimrim, for the Galachim. Storage places that do not have any Beis Dira, any Dira activity going on in them. It also includes in this list a Ma'ara, a cave. All these buildings and these places are not qualified to extend the city. They're Ein Mis'arim Imad, they cannot be used to extend the city further. And one would begin counting the 2,000 Amas of Tchum Shabbos even before they finish passing by these buildings, which are often located on the outskirts of the city. Now the Gemara has a stira. The Gemara asks a contradiction from a different braisa about Ma'ara, about a cave, that a different braisa says that Ma'ara is Mis'arim Imad, could be used to extend the city. And the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Ksheish Bidin Apiyah. There's a building, a proper building, which someone lives in maybe, at the entrance, at the opening of the Ma'ara, of the cave, then it could be used to extend the city. So the Gemara asks, if this building, which is at the entrance to the cave, we're obviously talking about a building which does have some form of Dira going on in it, some form of living going on in it, dwelling going on in it, so just count the building itself, you don't need the cave at all. So the Gemara says, Loi Tzricha Lahashlim, that we're talking about Lahashlim, to finish up the share, to finish up something, to conclude. Rashi learns that the house itself is not 4 Amos by 4 Amos, it's not large enough to qualify as a bayis, as a house, but the ma'ara, the cave, once there is a house there that is used for dira, for living in, even if the house is too small, the cave could be included to the shear to add on to the size of the house. And since including the size of the cave, it's already much larger, it's already more than 4 Amos by 4 Amos. Now, with the house and the cave together, we could use them together to extend the shear. We could use the house, in this case, with a combination of the size of the cave, to extend the city based on this house and this cave. Tosfos, however, suggests a whole different type of pshat. Tosfos says that we're talking about a case that there's a house there, and the house actually is 4 Amos by 4 Amos. The house is large enough, but because the house is connected to a ma'ara, to a cave, even though the cave in and of itself, if it would just be there by itself, the cave would not be large enough. Even if someone lives in there, because of the fact that it's underground, we would not be able to use it to extend the city. If it's hooked up with this house, and this house is within 70 Amos of the city, so it's connected to the city, we would not start measuring the 2,000 Amos in the end of the house. Rather, we would include the whole cave together with the house, and we would start measuring the 2,000 Amos from the end of the cave. That's where we would start measuring from. Not from the end of the house, but actually from the end of the cave, which extends much further than the house. The Ritva, and Chedusha Ritva over here, goes a step further, and says that Lahashlim of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Leitzrich Lahashlim, this includes, even if the cave is at the beginning, and the house is at the far end. That means the beginning of the cave is within 70 Amos, approximately 125 feet, according to the measurements that we are going to be working with in this parak, the Shir Amma of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that even if the cave is what is within the 70 amas of the edge of the city, and the house is at the other end of the cave, much farther away, since the cave begins within 70 amas of the city, and the cave, the Ma'ara, does have a house, a bayis, at the other end of it, therefore the whole bayis and Ma'ara together could be used to extend the city, and one would begin measuring the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos only from the other end of the Ma'ara, from the far end of the Ma'ara, after the bayis, after the house. Now, in Sima Shin Tzadi Ches and Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Vav, the Bir Halacha, on the Ma'ara Sheish Binyan Al-Pila of Yeshua Beis Dira, when the Mechaber mentions a Ma'ara, a cave that has a building by its entrance and has Dira, has a living going on in it, in the Ma'ara, in the Binyan, there's living going on, the Bir Halacha brings down all three Pshatim, Rashi's Pshat, Taisa's Pshat, and the Ritzvah's Pshat, and the Bir Halacha, that means the Mishnah Berurah, he is willing to pass like all three of them. We could be semich on all three, not only on Rashi, but even on Taisa's, and not only on Taisa's, but even on the extra Chiddush of the Ritzvah, where the house is much further than 70 amas from the city. As long as this Ma'ara comes with a house, and the Ma'ara is within 70 amas of the city, we would only start counting 2,000 amas from the far end. Now, the Chaznish and the Mishnah Berurah at this point have a machlokes, because the Mishnah Berurah feels that not only by Ma'ara is halacha true, but by anything else listed in the Braisa as Yeshua Beis Dira, the same would apply. And the Chaznish feels, not like this, Chaznish feels this is a special halacha by Ma'ara. A Ma'ara is a place where it's a cave where someone's actually living in the Ma'ara, in the cave itself. However, the Ma'ara itself does not qualify as a Beis Dira because it's underground. So since it's underground, it has to have a bayis on top of it. And once there's a bayis there, we can count the entire Ma'ara, the entire cave, as a Beis Dira and use that to extend the city. That is only the case by Ma'ara, the Chaznish feels. However, by a building where most of the building does not have a dira going on in it, does not have living going on in it, just there's one room in one corner of the building that has a dira going on, so that room itself qualifies as a base dira, and if that room is located within 70 amas of the nearest house from the city, so that room of the building could be used to extend the city and begin counting the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos after that room, after that part of the building. However, the entire building does not count. We do not have the chiddush of Latsucha Lahashlim by anything other than a Ma'ara, but by any other building, we do not have this Chiddush. And Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this, and Mishnah Berurah applies this rule of Lahashlim of our Gemara with Taisus Pshat and the Ritzvah Pshat to all the other cases. What would be a typical example where we'd have in Halach Lamaisa this machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznish? The Chaznish himself says that he's having a machlokes with the Mishnah Berurah by a Beis HaKnesses, by a Shul. If you have a Shul, where the main shul, where the people daven, is not used for dira. That means that there's no eating and drinking going on there. People do not make simchas and do not eat and drink in the shul itself. Maybe it was not built up tonight, or even if it was built up tonight, in Api Halacha, they would be allowed to eat and drink there, but no one eats and drinks inside the shul. Like you see by the case of the Beis Avodah Zarah, the Tifla, that does not have a Beis Dira, although Api Halacha, there's no reason why one, obviously, one can do whatever they want in there, they can eat and drink in there, but since it's not acceptable, no one, it's not acceptable by the goyim. No one eats and drinks inside the Beis HaVeir Zohar that does not have a Beis Dira, therefore it cannot be used to extend the Tchum. So if you have a shul where no one eats and drinks inside the shul, so it cannot be used to extend the Tchum. If there is a side room which is used for the Shamish, or it's used by the people to eat and drink in, there's a side coffee room, or there's a side room where the Shamish lives and the Shamish eats and drinks and he sleeps, that would not be good enough to extend the Tchum, according to the Chaznish. The side room itself could be used to extend the Tchum, if it is within 70 amas of the city, but it would not allow the whole shul to be used to extend the Tchum. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if there's a side room, there's a side room in the shul, which is used by the Shamish, that would be mamish the case of the Braisa. That would actually be the case of the Braisa of Beis HaKnesses, Sheshma Beis Dira L'Chazen. The shul which has in it, in the shul building, there's a Beis Dira, there's a room which is used by the Chazen, by the Shamish, it means in the Gemara, as a Beis Dira, as a place where he lives, he takes care of the shul. In the shul itself, no one is allowed to eat and drink. Eating and drinking is not acceptable inside the shul itself. But there's a side room which the Shamish uses, and he lives there, he sleeps there, or he eats and drinks there. And if there's such a side room which is Beis Dira L'Chazen, the whole shul could be used to extend the Tchum. The Chazanish, because of his shita, that only by Ma'ara we apply the rule of Lahashlim, that one bias could allow us to use the whole Ma'ara, but by a shul we cannot do that. Therefore the Chazanish is forced to learn in the Braisa, that basic Nesas Sheishva Beis Dira L'Chazen means that in the shul itself, the Chazan sleeps. That means the Shamish sleeps in the shul itself. In the olden days this was obviously much more common. Nowadays this would sound unusual, that the shamash actually sleeps on the benches in the shul itself. We could have nowadays a shul where people eat and drink, where the, you know, the shtiblach, even by a shul, where eating and drinking is acceptable inside the shul itself, and then the shul would be allowed to be used to extend the tchum. But the fact that there's a side room there, according to the Chaznish, that would not be sufficient, and according to Mishnah Berurah, that would be sufficient. In the Shailos Teshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, from the Minchas Yitzchak, he was the Gaivid of Yerushalayim, he was Nifter about 20 years ago, he brings down this Shailos and Rishonim on what the definition of Lahashlam is. He brings the Chiddush of the Ritva, and he goes with the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, and he says the Halach Lamaisa, by a shul or by any of the other applicable buildings from this Braisa, if there is a side room that is used for Dira, that is good enough that we can now use the entire building, to extend the Tchum. And this is even if the side room itself is at the far end of the building, farther away from the city, and that room itself is not within 70 Amas of the last house of the city. We could apply the Shita of the Ritva by Ma'ara, that as long as the beginning of the building, in the Gemara's case, is within 70 Amas of the city, and at the far end there is a qualified base Dira, we can now use the whole building. Rav Vazna Shlita and Shailos Teshuvos Sheva Levi, this is Chelek Dal Simen Mem and Sheva Levi, he is not in agreement with this psak. He feels that there's a strong room in the sugya to learn like the Chaznish. He feels that there's a mashmois in some of the Rishonim. The implication of many of the Rishonim in the sugya is like the Chaznish, that only by Ma'ara we have this rule of Lahashtim, but by a shul and by any of the other buildings in the Braisa, there has to be dira going on in the main part of the building itself to get to use the building. So he says like this. In the case where you have Tosfos' example of Lahashtim, where the base dira, the side room that is used for living, is at the beginning of the building and is within 70 amps of the city, then he's willing to agree that you could use the whole shul building to extend the tchum. However, if we have the Ritva's case, which is much more of a chiddush, that the base dira is at the far end of the building and is not within 70 amps of the city, just the building begins within 70 amps of the city, so then he will say, l'halocha like the chaznish, that you cannot use the whole building, and since that part of the building that is used for dira is more than 70 amas away from the city, so you cannot use that part of the building at all, and the building would not be able to be used to extend the tchum. So we have a machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznish, if we could apply the Yisoid, the rule of Lahashtim, to other buildings besides the Ma'ara, and the Michas Yitzchak goes completely with the Mishnah Berurah, and the Sheva Levi, he differentiates between Taisus' case, where the Beis Dira is at the beginning of the building, and there he does go with Mishnah Berurah, to the Ritva's case, where the Beis Dira is at the end of the building, and there he goes to the Chaznish. Now another possible ramification of this machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznish would be by a chotzer. Let's say someone, this is a very common case. Let's say you have houses which are far apart from each other, or the last house in the city, the next house after it is far away from it, it's more than 125 feet from it, but there are fenced-in front yards and fenced-in backyards. Could we count the front yard and backyard as an extension of the house, and therefore the two houses might be more than 125 feet from each other, but including the fenced-in front yard or the fenced-in backyard, they would be connected to each other. Now there's a Yerushalmi which seems to discuss this case, and according to all the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, it would seem that you could count a fenced-in front yard or backyard. According to the Karban Eda, the yard would have to be fenced in on all four sides, because it's not a house. We'll here require that it has to be fenced in on all four sides. According to the Pnei Moshe, it would seem four sides would for sure be enough. It would seem even that three sides fenced in would be sufficient. And now we can include the yard. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva says a chiddush that even if two sides of the yard are fenced in, not three sides, but two sides are fenced in, that would be sufficient that we can now count the yard as an extension of the house. Now, the Chaznish, he learns the Yerushalmi differently from the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, and he comes out from the Yerushalmi the exact opposite, that says, this Yerushalmi, a Yisrael, a Makar, a source for the Chaznish's rule, which we discussed previously in Daf and Gimel, that there has to be Diras Pita Velina, there has to be a Kfiyas, a regular place which is used for, on an established regular basis, for eating or for sleeping, in a house, in a building, for it to be considered a base Dira, a dwelling place for Tchumen. The requirements for Tchumen are higher, are stricter than the requirements for other halachas of Beis Dira, and the Chaznish actually finds a source for this in the words of the Yerushalmi, based on the way he learns the Yerushalmi, and the Chaznish feels that the Yerushalmi is saying that by a chotzer, a front yard or a backyard, unless there's actually, you know, which would be unusual, a kvias, a regular eating or sleeping in the yard, a yard would not be good, a yard would not count for tchumen purposes, even if it's completely fenced in on all four sides. Now, the connection between this and the Achleis Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznish is as follows. According to most of the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, the chotzer, the front yard, is good in and of itself. The Chaznish holds that's not good in and of itself because it does not have its own pita velina, its own eating and sleeping going in the yard. However, if you would agree with the Mishnah Berurah's psak, that we could say lahashlim, that we can extend, you can use the dira part to extend the whole thing. So then, since there's a house included in this fencing, so maybe that would allow us to use the yard also, since there's also a house which is inside the fence. There's a fence around the yard and it connects to the house. However, since the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that we cannot go like the Mishnah Berurah, and with the exception of Ma'ara, we do not say the rule of Lahashtim, and even if there is a qualified part that has Dira and has Dira Spita Velina, it does not allow us to use the whole building, the same applies over here. If we have a fenced-in front yard or a fenced-in backyard, if in the front yard or backyard there's no Dira Spita Velina, the fact that there's a house included in this fence also, and the house does have Dira Spita Velina, does not allow us to use the whole yard. Same way by the shul building, the fact there's a side room that's used for the shamish, or to eat and drink in, does not allow us to use the whole shul building. However, if one goes with the psak of Mishnah Berurah, which we said that the Mechitzitza goes with that psak, and the Sheva Halevi in many cases goes with that psak, then it could be that even if one would agree with the Chazanish's general rule of Diras Pita Velina, however, by the front yard, which is connected to the house which has Pita Velina in it, even if the yard itself does not have Pita Velina, we would be allowed to include the whole yard. Rafalk Shlitan Shalos Chuvas Masa Leo, he goes with this plan, and he says that even if you, in general, hold like the Chazon Ish's rule, Pita Velina, however, if you go with what the Mishnah Berurah says about the Shul, about the Beis HaKnesses, could be here would be better. Lagabe, the actual Shita of the Chazon Ish, Lagabe a front yard in the backyard that has to have Diras Pita Velina in the yard itself. There are many contemporary Peskim and Gedolim who do not go with this Psak of the Chazon Ish. Besides those who, in general, do not go with the Psak of the Chazon Ish, Lagabe Diras Pita Velina, there was a measurement of Tchumen that was done in Muncie a little more than 30 years ago, which involved the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal and the Rav Moshe Neishlas Zatzal, and they, although they may have in general been Cheshish, they may have in general tried to go with the Shita of the Chazon Ish of Diras Pita Velina in other areas, but front yards and back yards which are fenced in, they're willing to be Mako and to use them to extend the Tchum, even if there's no Diras Pita Velina, no actual eating and sleeping going on in the yard itself.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.